section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
If that's what you need to do to get through the day,
indeed.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming alive from Ass Law, Scotland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Dollar Dollar Bill, y'all. Freestyling and profiling. Threats. An interview with professional wrestler Cockstrong and fly fishing for compliments with your co-host, Mr. Stewart, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, his official name is Blake Clayton.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 261 of A Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy. As Jason said, my name is Blake Clayton. So for all you ladies who think you have a paternal suit, that's the name to go ahead and start that process with.
I think there was only like one.
You
said all. I thought there was only like one.
Well, there's like seven of them probably.
A lot of one, a lot of gap tooth kids wandering around.
Because my dick got to fit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait. That went completely wrong.
Sex with his gap tooth children. Prove they're his. I dare you.
Here's your banjo.
He's always dapper. Even when he doesn't try, if you think about it, you're always dressed pretty swanky.
Except one naked.
When was the last time you had a haircut?
I'm getting one next week. Okay. I'm on vacation.
You just started that job like 6 months ago. How do you get a vacation?
I got 2 weeks vacation.
Nice.
For the year.
Nice.
I should apply there. How hard can it be?
Are there any robots that can poke you in the head there?
No.
Nice.
Any robots that can do that to you?
No, we have a lot of Asians, too.
Good-looking ones or the old ones?
Yeah.
Because, like I said...
Old ones?
Well, here's a... No, I've always said this. Asians, they drop
they
off real quick.
I mean, a lot of people, a lot of them do.
Quite a shelf life.
It's like they are hot.
You're not wrong.
They're hot, and next one day you wake up and they're just old.
And then they look like the guy that sold the Mogwai to Billy's father on Gremlins.
Mogwai.
Let's welcome to the show, The Voice, Dustin.
Bye, Billy. Let's get things cracking.
Don't get him wet!
Yeah.
He is on beer number two, I believe, correct? Beer number one? Beer number one!
Number one.
What number one! Beer? With a rocket.
The Uno.
Uno, momento. It's the head writer of IBWIP, host of Couch Pilots, an all-around hospitable fella. It's the one and only Bottle Cap Kid.
Number one.
Number one.
Welcome to the show, all my friends.
I always want to call you
the Black Majesty.
Flannel Fabio. But it's not. Fabio. It's only in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It's only in the wintertime.
When that first leaf falls,
an angel gets his wings.
No, he pulls out his Rubbermaid that has all his flannels folded nicely. And finally, we popped his cherry last week and he decided to come back. His wife said he could stay for a couple more hours.
Excellent.
It is Mr. Stewart. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
What are you drinking there, buddy?
Top Rope IPA.
Top Rope IPA.
It's great beer, brother.
It's yummy. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Well, in the last few shows, we've mentioned, I've brought this story to your attention a couple times. It's the dollar bill guy. Now,
here we go.
Now, Stuart, you were gone. You didn't hear about this, but there's a gentleman at work who just started a couple months ago. He's really lazy. He takes extra breaks, and he leaves for his break before the whistle blows. But he's come up to me one time and he said, "Hey, can I borrow a dollar?" He's vending machine,
yeah,
no big deal,
right?
You're new here, no problem. You know, maybe you've been unemployed for a while. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've been there. We all been there. Gave him a dollar. Doesn't talk to me ever.
Mm-hmm.
I watch him stand around and do nothing all day. About a week later, he came up and asked me for a dollar again, when he never did pay me back the other dollar.
Oh, hell no.
I even got him, I gave him some vape juice. I gave him two bottles of juice.
You gave that guy bottles of juice?
Two bottles, brand new bottles of juice.
Juice. I can't do it.
Because he was vaping, so I'm like, okay, here, I'm trying to help, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, motherfucker, I never see him with that vape anymore. The other day, he came over and asked me if I had, he goes, hey, does not know my name.
Hey, man.
Does not know my name after 2 months. Doesn't know my fucking name, but wants to borrow a phone charger. I said, I don't have one. Comes back the next day. Hey, bro. You got Tylenol? Fuck, even if I did, I wouldn't.
What am I, a convenience store?
Here's the thing.
Or an ATM machine?
This is one of those guys. And like I said, this is not racist. It doesn't matter what color he is or what ethnicity he would be. It's a mooch is what it is.
Let's get it out of the way. What color is he?
He's a mooch.
Okay.
He's one of those fucking guys that mooches.
Canadian.
If you don't have the decency to learn my name and pay me back my fucking dollar. Okay, so here's what it is.
This is a little Better Off Dead-ish. We're getting into Better Off Dead territory here.
I'm getting more and more angry as the weeks go by. This guy doesn't do any fucking work, stands around. After his break, he goes and takes another break in the bathroom because it's air conditioning, you know. He just goes on. He just pisses me off. He doesn't do any work. So, the other day, Molly texts me. The boss comes back and gets him. I'm like, finally, they're going to fucking bust him out for taking extra breaks, going to break early, you know, not doing work. They're finally going to bust him out. The head boss finally came back here and had some balls. And the reason why I don't think they mess with him is because he's a nutmeg. And he's the only one that works there. He's the only one that works there. There's probably three in the company. So
right.
You know what I mean? He's kind of got him behind the eight ball. Really, actually. Okay, so anyway, he does. God. It's the truth. They've got a quota. All right. Anyway, so they take him up front. I'm like, finally, motherfucker's going to lose his job. Finally. It has nothing. He's unproductive, and it makes me mad when I'm busting my ass and sweating at 100 degrees and take breaks when I'm allowed to take them and not just doing no work and going outside.
Can you name one positive thing about this guy?
No, I can't.
I think you need to really express how you truly feel. I feel that you're not truly releasing what's inside of you. You need to open up about
this. Actually could be a new bit because you're an English teacher, right, Mr. Stewart?
I am, yes.
Maybe you could bring out of you what you feel about this guy, and then maybe you could church it up a little bit.
Translate it into
maybe
English?
Maybe so. This could be a new bit. Can we try this real quick?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm game. Let's do this.
Okay, so you want me to break it down then?
Yeah, tell us how you really feel about this guy, and then Mr. Stewart is going to tell.
Well, do you want me to finish the story or tell you about? Let me finish the story, then I'll tell you about the guy.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, go ahead.
So he goes up front. I'm like, nice. Finally, this guy's going to get busted, right? So then I get a text message from Molly. She said, hey, there's three cop cars outside your building, because her building is right across from mine. She goes, they're blocking the driveway. They're blocking this. There's one block in the street, and there's two blocking the driveway. I'm thinking, finally, this motherfucker is going to, you know, got busted for fucking weed or cocaine
pills.
Or whatever. So supposedly, his wife calls the police because she's leaving him because he's a lazy motherfucker.
He probably owes her some dollars.
I was going to say she ran out of phone chargers at home.
Right, exactly. So, and I supposedly he was being suicidal on the phone. What, you know, leaving suicide.
That's why he needed the charger.
Right. I got to tell this bitch I'm going to die without her. But my battery's at 30%.
I'm going to kill myself. Hold on, baby. I got to get a charge.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. This guy's – maybe she's serving him. I was like, that's kind of a – to serving papers. I mean, that's
big time.
But supposedly he's got a criminal past.
If if he gets served, does he then have to break dance?
Nice.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's exactly – just like the South Park episode.
You throw the papers down. You're like, all right, motherfucker, let's go.
Right.
And he's got to send it back.
And then you got to put the cardboard down and you spin on your head.
Wiki.
So I'm thinking, finally, I don't have to ever worry about this guy again because it eats at me. It eats me every day. It eats at my core.
Let it out, Blake.
I'm letting it out. 10 minutes later, motherfucker walks back, goes to his workstation, puts something, no papers, just ruffles through, and then goes outside. It's not break time. Just goes outside. So I walk around. He's out there smoking a cigarette.
You walk around just to see what he's doing?
Yeah, I want to see what the fuck he's doing.
You're so is it possible you're in love with this guy?
No, I'm not in love. I'm fatal attraction. I probably would shoot this guy if I had a concealed carry. To be honest with you, I'm that angry at this guy.
Do you understand that what you've just said is now premeditated?
Oh.
That's all right.
It's on tape.
It's on cassette tape.
Yes, on cassette tape.
If something shows up in the news that Dollar Bill Guy found dead.
That's the headline.
It's on the IBWIP vinyl.
Yeah.
So he didn't get fired. They weren't there to talk to him about how he's a fucking lazy-ass bastard.
The police weren't there to talk about how he's lazy?
No.
Oh, okay.
So
hard to believe.
So supposedly, okay, so then the next morning he comes in, works for about an hour, and then just picks up his lunchbox and leaves. He's going through hard times, they say.
Hard time. Talk about hard time.
All right, so that's my story. Yet again, this guy is... I watched, he went on his 15-minute break in the morning, okay? So he went on his break early, 5 minutes early, because he always walks out 5 minutes early, so he had a 20-minute break. Came in and talked for 45 minutes, did not run one part in 45 minutes. So that is a total of an hour and 10 minutes where he did nothing.
You want to get really mad? I bet this guy owns his own house. I bet this guy gets paid just the same or more than you do. Doesn't that piss you off?
It does piss me off.
That sucks, man.
It does piss me off.
That totally sucks. This guy's a piece of junk.
And I'm glad his fucking wife is leaving him. And I hope she takes him for whatever little money she can get from him.
All joking aside, this guy is black, right?
That's correct.
Is it possible he has a single ex-black wife?
No, she's white.
She's probably white.
Oh, she's as white. Because he showed me a picture on his cracked phone of their big fat-ass white woman.
No thanks.
He's like, this is my wife. I'm like,
if it's white, it ain't right.
Good job, I guess. Whatever.
If it's black, bring it back.
So I hope she takes him for everything that he doesn't have, because he doesn't have nothing.
Yeah. Take it all.
Okay, so.
In with the good air, out with the bad air.
Tell us in like two sentences how you feel about this guy, and then we're going to have Mr. Stewart kind of church it up, because he's a bachelor's, master's of English?
Master's of English. I actually have a 3 degrees.
All right, smarty.
Separation?
I got 98.
Psychology, English, and master's in educational leadership.
Nice. Okay, so this is a cakewalk for you.
I've got Masters of the Universe on DVD.
High five it.
Excellent.
I got Masturbators 314.
That's a good one.
That's even
better.
I'll go with that one. You probably saw He-Man in Masturbators
315.
You might
have
314. At least Orko. Yeah.
There's a lot of Dutch hairdos in there, yes.
Okay, here it is. Here.
Orko looks like he'd blow a dude well.
Very well.
Gulp.
Okay, here it is. Mr. Stewart, check this out.
Mm.
I think that this guy is lazy, and he's one of those guys that just think everybody needs to get out of his way.
Ooh.
And, you know, because I have problems with him with the forklift, too.
You did?
He fucking will not get out of the way of the forklift. It pisses me off. But I think he's lazy. I think he's self-centered. And I think he is an asshole.
I see.
Mr. Stewart?
Yes. Well, I think that up until this point, everything you've been saying, which, by the way, how you kind of, you know, summed up your feelings right there. That's actually not too bad. I mean, really, we could try and but this guy's living rent-free in your head, by the way.
Right, very much so.
He is living rent-free in your head because it doesn't matter what he does, it matters what you do, right? Because you go in, you work hard, and there are always going to be people in your life that pee in your pool constantly.
Jason.
All right? You have to either A...
Mouth pool, whatever.
Yeah. I'm sensing some backstory. I don't want to go there.
I have sex with his mouth.
Oh. If that's your thing, great. To move on, though, as I was saying, he's living rent-free in your head. You're always going to have people who are going to make you upset. But really, somebody like that, he doesn't even know you exist. And yet, you are so focused on this guy.
Yes.
You are so mad about this guy. It's like you've drunk the poison and you're waiting for him to die.
That's correct.
So,
how do I fix that?
How do you fix that?
This is a weird bit.
This is now therapy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is a really weird bit.
Therapy 101. No, I'm just telling you what I see.
What should I do?
What should you
do? How do I? Because I tried to ignore him, but at the end of the month, his bonus is the same as mine, and that's bullshit.
Can you control his behavior?
No.
Can you control your behavior?
Yes.
Then control your behavior and don't worry about him. Karma is a bitch.
Okay.
I met her once.
We've all met her more than once, and she's a hairy bitch.
The fuzzy hole in Johnson City, Tennessee. Do you guys want to hear about my jock issue, or you just want to go on to the game?
I heard that this would be very interesting. More so than the dollar bill, y'all.
I don't know if it's interesting, but it's going to be personal. Okay, so
good.
I work in about 110-degree weather, you know, in the shop.
Right.
I've never worked a manual labor job in my life.
Before this one?
Before this one.
Really?
And it's been hot as a motherfucker. And I developed a rash on the sides of my junk.
Oh, boy.
And it's gotten worse, and it's gotten worse, and it's gotten worse. I tried powder. I got anti-monkey butt powder, and I was putting that on there. But it's so bad that
bread.
It's just disgusting.
Bread.
You're dropping loaves at the end of the day. So
I've tried everything. I tried Desitin. I tried rubbing alcohol. Molly decided the other night, she read online, to put rubbing alcohol on it because you're drying it out and killing the fungus.
That would hurt like a motherfucker.
It didn't hurt. Ugh. But I'll tell you what happened. She's sitting on the toilet as I have my leg up on the side of the wall. She's putting
rubbing alcohol on your junk,
and then she's going,
I know what love is now.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to know what love is.
That's what it is.
Will you show me, Mr. Stewart?
I want you to show me.
I'll show her.
So
show you what I know.
I've
open your mouth. I'll piss.
I want to feel what love is.
I have gone as far as now. I don't wear underwear to work.
Yeah, I was gonna suggest go keep commando, but that actually creates a hotter environment within your pants. There is something. There's underwear that will draw the moisture away and keep you cool at the same time.
It's wicking technology.
It's spendy, but it does do the trick. If this is really a problem, I would suggest you go that direction.
Tommy John's?
At what point do you go to the doctor?
When it starts to – you see little red lines traveling down your legs from the infection that is now forming in your junk area.
This guy knows stuff.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Is that called a staph infection?
That is a staph infection.
Okay, I get it. Took me a second. I got it.
Bump. Yeah. No, seriously. If you start to see any discoloration, truly discoloration of the skin that goes well beyond the red prickly shit, that
purple.
You might want to consider going to see the doctor. Purple is actually not unusual, also. But
see, that's good advice. I would just tell you to stop being a bitch and write it out. That's good advice.
I've been trying not to be a bitch and write it out. It's been 3 weeks. I think it's going down through my down to my ass crack is what's happening.
Let's take a look.
Survey says,
ding.
Just to let everybody know, I'm not wearing any underwear right now.
Do you feel that, listeners? Feel
like a rap car, it's summer. Who does? All my people from the front to the back. Now, who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Slap box.
They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my team. All right, this is... Stuart, this is only the second time you've been on the show. This probably really is not a bit... For a newcomer,
tough shit.
I use okay. Now who knows?
He can't do worse than you.
I can. That's actually. I actually used to do improv on stage.
Okay, so you're okay.
He's ready.
All right. This is freestyling and profiling. I have preloaded and already checked to make sure they work. 6 different rap beats. I'm sorry, they do kind of have a little bit of intro violation on them.
Okay.
But you'll feel the pain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you each a subject matter. Then I'm going to take a few minutes to talk
about your jock itch.
To talk about my jock itch. And give everybody time to kind of get themselves together. Dustin?
Yeah.
This is one of your top bits. This is where you excel.
Top sometimes. Bits.
So I'm going to give you the subject of jock itch.
Okay.
All right. Jason.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the topic of youth basketball.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's Stuart, I will give you the subject of the dollar bill, man. That's rough. You want to change it up? You can take a defer.
It's your world, boss.
No, let's go with Silco. Amarin.
Oh yeah.
We'll go with Amarin. We'll let Amarin bring him in. So I'm going to go ahead, while these guys are taking a few minutes to write, because even Eminem needs some time, I'm going to go through some of the beats with everyone. Now, this is your typical 1980s rap-style beat. Pretty self-explanatory there. Powerful rap. Sounds like Heart.
Early Eminem's.
Yes. I'm going to play it till the beat drops, that way you guys can get a feel for it. Okay. That's powerful rap. Now, this one is hard silly. This one has an extensive intro. Very soothing. Then it kind of hits a little bit. I'm hoping that Dustin uses this one right here. This is the free hard trap beat. I don't know if anybody out there knows the trap beat. Trap rapping is like a style. Trap beats. Intro violation. I'm trying to give these guys plenty of time. Okay. Two more real quick, folks. We'll give them as much time as we can. We understand that it's hard.
MVP, the producer.
Okay, he's Spanish. Okay, there's that one. And then finally, the insane. Okay, Jay Skillip. All right, he's a famous rap maker. Ah, this sounds like a Jock Itch rap right here. All right, so that's what we've got to choose from, and we're playing the good old styling and profiling. Does anybody want to volunteer to go first, or do I need to go back in order? Everybody's pens are fiercely writing. Those pens brought to you by Dollar Tree. You get three of them for a dollar. I love those pens. They're felt tip pens. Don't push too hard. Dustin knows because it exploded in his hand. All right. Stuart, taking a drink of Brewski Wooski, he seems to have jotted down a bunch of Spanish.
No habla.
You write like a teacher. Okay, Dustin, with confidence, has a smile on his face. He's even hiding his answer. And Jason was writing so feverishly that his shoulder hurts.
Yeah, I have to massage.
Ironically, he writes with the other hand.
This rapping's killing me.
All right, Dustin, cracking the knuckles. Pick a number
10.
10, all right. Here is number 10. Give it a little time for the beat to drop. Are you nervous at all?
No.
A man of few words.
Talking Jock Itch. What? Don't act like you ain't got an itchy nuts. We gonna spit when the beat drops. My dick is red and super raw, but I'll still put it in your jaw. Don't mind the bumps, they'll go away. At least, that's what my friend told me today. The powder don't work and my nuts is sweaty. My ball bag is spotty like a mound of confetti. I hope my cock don't scare you, ho. It's just Jock Itch. You know you've tasted it before. Jock Itch. You bitch.
Eli's here.
All right. Wow. Mic drop. It's nothing he's never heard before. Hello, Elijah.
The boy's here.
Hello, boy.
Parental advisory.
Explicit. His mother never takes care of him on Monday nights.
Just for school.
She, There is my wife, who just missed the performance of a lifetime. Oh. I like the backpack. Looks really good.
Doesn't it look cute?
Yeah. Does it have the Eli name on it?
No, this is a Minecraft one.
Oh, well, thank God.
Is it a creeper?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one of those as we speak. Yeah, oh, wow, look at that.
TNT, it's dynamite.
Ooh, it's can you reverse it? Okay, Jason, pick a number 1 through 6.
Which one did you pick, Dustin?
10.
1.
What are you rapping about again?
Youth basketball.
Okay.
Let's find the right dial here. Started when I was young, now I'm at the top. Started when I was young, now I'm at the top. Now turn this up. Started when I was young, now I'm at the top, yo. Started when I was young, now I'm at the top, yo. Slam dunking for the win. 3-point shot, you know it goes in. In the youth league at an old age, I play like an animal. Throw me in a cage. These youngsters, man, they don't stand a chance. When they face me, it's the last dance. Why do I do it? You know it's for the moms. Leave the kids home, man. You know what's going down. And that's the word on the street for youth basketball. I'll see you at the YMCA, y'all.
Very good. Youth basketball has never been the same. You said you've been the MVP 17 years running.
Yeah, this will be the 18th year. It's almost a lock.
25 years being in basketball.
In basketball, altogether, yeah. Correct. But it's almost a lock.
Basketball Jones.
Oh, damn it! Damn it, I couldn't get it out fast enough. If I would have had all my teeth, I would have got that joke out faster, too.
You blame your teeth on everything.
It's because my wife is yelling at me. Usually she comes and puts her breasts in my face for couch pilots, but IBWIP, she won't come anywhere near me. I think it has something to do with you.
Couch Pirates is much more intimate.
It is a much more intimate show, but I also think that what she's trying to do is, she knows it's just me and you. She's trying to do stuff to me to get you hot.
It's working. I'm a little bothered right now, actually.
That one time she put her hand on and went like...
I got to second base with your wife. All right? Let's just put it out there.
Well, supposedly that's not the first time it's happened to somebody other than me.
Brett Conlon?
Oh, yeah, you know Brett Conlon and this fucking guy at the races the other night. I'll tell you about that later on. All right, Mr. Stewart, you are rapping about Amron?
I guess.
Pretty hardcore competitors.
You know what? I walked into this kind of feeling confident. Now I'm, yeah.
Have you done any improv work, Dustin?
No.
Beyond
aside
the show.
From this.
Seriously, my whole teaching career has been one improv lesson after another, so I figured I could probably pull
you
something
out. You got this.
I'm sure you got it. You got it. Man.
Here
we'll
go.
Work it out, right?
You got it. I don't much, you're not even going to pick a number.
No, just...
This is what we're going to go with. All right, so...
Oh, yeah.
We'll stand back and let her rip.
Baby. Wait for it. No power in the town. Something's gotta come down. My lilac bush coming down. Wait a minute. How did that work out? A clown? What? Who are you talking to? I got... What? Anyway. I call the police. They say it's my fault. Amron says the lilac's in the way. They gotta cut it down.
Damn.
30-year-old lilac bush. They leave it cut down out front my house. They didn't even have the nuts to pick it up and carry it away. I don't even understand.
These nuts.
I'm so angry about this. I can't even... Anyway. They got the power back on. Power. For my homies in the hood.
None
power.
Maybe.
30 years old, they wouldn't even take...
I like your style of rapping.
Strong narrative.
Strong narrative. I got it. I like it. It is good. All right, not too bad.
All right, no, it was horrible.
No,
that's
no.
All right.
No. It's you've never heard me rap.
See, Dustin and I are we're crutching on the fact that rap should rhyme. And
right.
You threw that right out the window.
Well, honestly,
I also...
Mine tends to be vulgar.
Rap is more really of a, dirty. In my opinion, rap is a story.
Sure.
And it is meant to be spoken in such a way that it tells a story. Well, you guys actually sounded good. I sounded like I was beat over the head with a stick and then left
I think you sounded like Kool Moe Dee.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah,
Do you want one more round really fast?
Okay.
Really fast round?
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to give you guys the freedom of picking your own.
No, give us a topic, please.
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah.
Don't stymie us.
Don't do that.
Please. You didn't write them out beforehand, did you?
No, hell no. I'm no. Okay, Dustin?
Yeah?
We'll give you wrestling.
Okay.
I'm throwing you a softball. Jason?
Yeah?
Yard work.
Okay.
Rapping about yard work. Stuart? Rapping about being an Uber driver.
Excellent.
Okay. And I'm going to give everybody a couple more minutes. I'm just going to run through here and tell you about FCFnetwork.com. That's the place to be. IBWIP, The Song Inside and Out, Couch Pilots, Drunken Lullaby, Sex with Heather, S&M Radio, Low Blow Podcast. All of these fine shows can be found there. Go there, be one with it. Subscribe to all these shows on iTunes. Rate, give us ratings. Leave comments. I threw up a little bit in my mouth, but that's okay. On FCFnetwork.com, all their social medias for each of the shows are on the – just click it so you can get all to them from there. Check them out. Tell a friend. Support podcasting because it is a lonely business that only one of us at this table makes any money off of.
We'll let you guess who it is.
Who?
Could it be the one that has a microphone halfway down his throat?
No, actually it's not. It's the guy with the tie on.
Oh, all right. I was just curious.
I get free beer.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well done.
And a little bit of money for more beer.
Well, even better.
Yeah.
Even better indeed.
And he's actually really popular with the younger ladies. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
All right.
12, 13-year-olds?
I think she's 16, I think.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go... And Dustin, I love you, by the way. Dustin invited me to a party at his house. I'm pretty excited about that. I was not expecting to get that invitation. And I'm going to promise him that I'm not going to make any mean jokes.
Okay.
I'm just going to behave myself, and I might even, bring something to eat for everyone. Stuart still hasn't invited me over to his house for a party. And Jason,
dude, I met you like a day ago.
And Jason, been to his house. I'm scared to go in there and sit down. Because it's perfect in every way.
Fair enough.
I envision Jason when he's having coitus.
You think about me penetrating a lady. Okay, let's do this.
I think about your environment.
Wait a minute. Are you Sheldon? I mean, seriously.
The way I put that?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the improv game we play here. I don't want to repeat verbatim what he said.
Oh.
So I just, if I sound like the Big Bang Theory, then so be it. I've never seen it.
You've never...
I don't. It looks awful. It looks just. It's like a half step above Two and a Half Men is what it looks like to me.
All right, Dustin, are you?
Oh, I was going to ask if we could go in reverse order.
Okay.
Since I went first last.
Reverse order. Okay.
Oh snap. Okay. Hang on. Give me. Never mind. It doesn't matter anyway.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No. It doesn't matter anyway because honestly, yeah.
Okay. And what are you rapping about?
The fact that I am an Uber driver.
All right. This is going to be a. Powerful rappy, here's Mr. Stewart rapping about being an Uber driver.
Uber, super Uber. In German, that actually means super or Uber or very. Uber! I pick you up, I take you there. We talk for 5 or 10 or 20 minutes or whatever, however long it takes. I leave you at your stop. I take your money. Well, eventually, because you don't actually give me money. It actually goes through your account, and, well, you know how that works out. I give you 5 stars. You give me 5 stars. Everybody wins. And, yeah, this is my wife's car. I'm sorry. Uber.
Very good. You good?
I'm out.
You're out. All right.
This is the first person I've met that's in the Uber game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Are you scared? Are you ever scared?
Never once. Are you scared right now?
Little bit that I might not be able to leave, but no, actually, I have a great time.
Really?
It's a lot of fun, and when I do leave, I might actually drive tonight for a little while.
Oh. Nice. Is it profitable?
It depends.
Sustainable.
It depends on how much you drive. You
right.
know?
The more you work, the more you make.
The more you work, the more you make. The more you're out there, the more likely it is you're going to make more money.
Kind of like a prostitute.
Yeah, it is. It's a. I'm a
car prostitute.
I'm a car whore.
Whore's bath.
I would not say that necessarily, but
I mean, you a whore's bath, right? They just splash
right,
a little water downtown,
little,
Julie Brown.
Little,
but do you wipe down the seats real quick though after someone leaves?
No, I don't have leather seats, so I'm figuring whatever they're going to leave there is going to be there regardless of whether I want it or not.
No black lights in the
car. No black lights in this car. No, that would be bad. Luckily, I haven't had to deal with that so much. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you rapping about, Jason?
I'm rapping about yard work. I love it.
I thought I said Jason.
It did sound that way.
It started off that way. I didn't do this one. Did we already do this one?
I think that was for me the last one.
Is this mine? Are we good?
Yeah.
I wake up early before it gets too hot. The grass is growing, man, you know it won't stop. Time to mow, weed whack, and sweep. Gots to put special shoes on my feet. The neighbors look on in awe. They cannot believe the show I put on. I walk away, my broom in hand. In the mow game, I'm the last man to stand. And that's all I gotta say about keeping it clean out there.
When
you take care of your yard, they'll take care of you, y'all.
When you're done mowing, what do you like to do?
Horse bath.
What do you like to drink when you're done mowing?
Some lime soda? Yeah. Are you talking about?
What was it? Mowing the grass?
Mowing the juice.
He was talking about
he's really. Is this all one? This is all one?
Yeah, this is all one. Oh, boy, over here.
This is his grand opus.
Yeah, I know it, right?
We'll just call him Jay-Z. All right, that was a little mowing the grass with Jason. Now, finally, we got to wrap this up, and we're going to go out with a punch, ing bag. I don't think we've done this one. I lost track. Did we do this one? Is this what you did for Jock Hitch?
Think.
Yeah?
Maybe. Whatever number 10 was.
No, this isn't the same one.
Okay. All
right. Dustin rapping about wrestling. Wrestler production.
Top rope, drop kick, power bomb, suplex. Painted face dudes who love to flex their muscles inside the squared circle. You don't watch wrestling? Who are you? Urkel? Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He got big wood. Bad News Brown coming straight from the hood. Jake the Snake got blinded by Rick Martel. Undertaker will tune you straight to hell. Woo! Dig it! You can't see me. So many catchphrases in the WWE. RKO from out of nowhere. The fans' jaws drop and they point and stare. Stone Cold Stunner and pound a beer. The crowd goes nuts and they start to cheer. Sports entertainment is the best. I love wrestling. I just had to confess.
Very good. Dustin is the winner.
Oh, by far. I like how he incorporated like specific storylines into the
Oh, my God.
Dustin, I am...
You're like a savant, dude.
I am amazed.
A regular savant, not like an idiot.
No, I'm an idiot.
No, I mean a savant. Yeah, true. I'm beginning
to feel like a rap. Dustin prevails again. He continues
with an elbow drop from the top rope.
Ooh, the yeah, brother. Rap God. I said I rap
like a robot. Slip into it. But for me to rap like a computer. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Let's all step back, take a break.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm so tired.
You were dumbfounded.
I was
by
actually dumbfounded, and I really, really, really wanted to take a break. But I wasn't going to say anything. I'll be honest, because, you know, but we should.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Oh. What are you doing?
Are we recording?
Oh, okay. I thought you had a really long mystery tag.
This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at IBWIP.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, babies. It's the American Dream, Dusty Rose. And I'm here on behalf of Rocket Top Vapor to bring you a little advert. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, whoo, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff of Rocket Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you and the American dream. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage or wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. I don't suggest it. Leave that to the professionals, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Let the vaping experts at Rocket Top Vapor customize the vaping experience to fit your needs, daddy. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods to give you exactly what you're looking for. Through the hard times and the good times. Whew. Rocket Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly, knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson, Tennessee. Johnson City, Tennessee? I think I won the championship there. I beat Ric Flair in a dog collar match. Whoo! We brought the house down, baby. You know what I'm talking about. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RocketTopVapor.com, daddy. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order. That sounds like some drunk vibes.
Do you like craft beer? Do you like music? If you don't like either of those, I hope you at least like laughing. And if I've still got your attention, the reason I'm asking is this. I want you to check out my upcoming podcast called Drunken Lullabies. I'm joined by my co-host Blake Szymanski and a rotating cast of characters. We do beer reviews, play music by bands we think you need to know, make you laugh a lot, and hopefully get you tipsy right along with us. We'll be bringing you a new episode every Sunday, and we hope you'll close your weekends out with us at Drunken Lullabies. We'll educate you on new beers to try, new albums to hear, and make you laugh at nonstop pop culture references and juvenile behavior, which is what you've come to expect from the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. Look us up at fcfnetwork.com.
Yeah,
we'll see you on the Sabbath.
Yep.
Cheers.
He sniffed it with his nose. It was a dank.
It's skunky.
Is it a skunky beer?
Skunky. Moosehead skunky or the
or like my ex-wife's vagina skunky.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
Add that to the list when you take me back to court.
It says it expires in H-C-A-Y-D-O.
Oh, that's after Christ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know why it smells bad.
Anytime after Christ was murdered, then...
Jason, right before we started recording, you came over and you were like, hey, got some news, might want to talk about it on the show. And I was like, oh, okay, probably had a threesome with two black chicks. And that's the kind of stories he usually tells.
But missing out.
Right. But you said you have recently at work, you have been threatened. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
No. No. Of course I will.
Okay. I was like,
Well, that went nowhere.
No.
Yeah.
That frees up more time for our guest.
So I work at a hotel, as many people know, and we have anywhere between, I'd say, 32 and 40 people at any given time. And we got a general manager, and then I'm right underneath that. I'm the assistant.
You're the second manager. In charge.
That's right. We can't fly in the same plane together. And, you know, it's a lot of turnover. We start people. We pretty much start people at minimum wage. It's out of our control. If it were up to me, we'd start them a little higher because our turnover is horrible.
Enormous.
It's incredible turnover. Incredible. People can leave whenever they want because the guy next door will pay them just the same,
sure.
if not more. We are legally paying people the least amount we can pay them. The turnover is massive, and it's very difficult to keep your quality up when you cannot maintain a staff.
Sure, it's hard for me to keep my quality up.
It's hard to maintain a staff sometimes.
Sure, that's why they're calling it. That's why they call it achieve an erection because right. it is. Sometimes it's like
you're achieving quite the staff.
Do you have a staff infection?
Let me check. I'll turn around and bend over. Now, every once in a while, you get a lot of people. What you want? Oh, you really want me to do it?
It was just a delay. It was like that. Okay, just continuing. We're just going to. All right.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
So a lot of people leave on their own volition, but every once in a while you have to fire someone. And I don't know who I'm dealing with right now because last week we received a letter, and it had the general manager's name on it, had my name on it. And the letter reads like something that ISIS wrote. And it's not an exaggeration. I have it in front of me on my phone. I would be more than happy to read it to you.
Yes, please.
It is incredible.
It was a letter that was mailed to you or emailed to you?
Mailed.
Oh, in the mail?
Yeah, and you think, you know...
Did it have powdery stuff in the bottom of the...
It did.
Does it speak of infidels?
I think it actually might. It is ridiculous. I'm going to read a little bit, and it's three pages, and you can tell me to stop whenever you want. But it's addressed specifically to me, and the general manager says, "You are running out of time as a society and race."
What?
America is running out of time. I pray this prayer. All the suffering, frustration, and shame you've caused others will be yours soon, morning, noon, and night, forever and ever. And it's labeled 1, 2, 3 as this goes out. So I'm on the third one right now. I hate your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, and background checks, which we do background checks. Number 4, your kind has ruined lives in unfathomable ways.
Your kind meaning a hotel manager?
Or being a white person.
Or white people in general. Or just
the Venn diagram of white people and hoteliers.
Yeah, exactly.
When the Iraqi war was happening, the Arabs commented that black people should have their own states away from white people. They were right.
What?
Osama bin Laden called America unjust, criminal, and tyrannical. He is so right. I am glad not to be alone in despising this country like others around the world. More Osamas are in the making, and they will hate the West intensely.
Jason?
Mm-hmm. I got a question.
Mr. Stewart.
I thought you were pumping your arms.
No.
I call him Mr. Stewart.
Yeah. So this was sent to you directly through your work.
It was
work.
Sent to the hotel
okay.
where I work and had the name of our general manager as well as my
okay.
name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does this have to do with you?
That's a good question. And that's what we're trying to figure out. This goes on and on. I'll read as much or as little as you
well,
want.
Well, no, it's not that. I'm just – this person – this is a manifesto is what this is.
I said to our general manager, who was freaking out,
right?
I said, why don't you type any of these phrases verbatim into Google?
And see what happens. And came up, didn't it?
Well, I was going to say, I imagine someone just copy and pasted this and maybe sprinkled a little bit of their own background checks, put that in there.
Either that, or this is a hyper-educated individual who's highly disturbed and you should hide in a bunker somewhere.
And that is why I'm here tonight, folks. I'll be staying at the IBWIP studios for the foreseeable future.
You can share the bed with us.
My general manager made a scan of this, sent it to our owner, and he says, call the police.
Absolutely call the police. The
police came by. They said, we live in fairly bizarre times where all these shootings, because it goes on to talk about shooting people in here. It
of
does.
Course. I believe you.
I kid you not.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we'll take it, and we'll take a look and see what we can do. And they can't really do anything. Because honestly, if it were me, I'd think, oh, this is a person who's angry at the hotel, fired. This is a person angry at white people. Not a white person who wrote this. But the truth is, we don't know.
Oh, you don't know who wrote
really,
it?
No.
No, I don't know who wrote
There's
it.
There's no way.
Unless they cite it, love person. Such and such,
We did just fire such and such. So
did
it could
you?
Be. But the funny thing is that there is a printed return address on the envelope.
Printed return address.
Printed. We looked up the address, and it's in a very nice neighborhood. And the police, I'm sure, have already investigated
it. Yeah, I think.
And Why put a return address on there to begin with?
It's a false
but
one.
But why put a false one at all? Why just leave it blank?
To lead them astray.
Yeah.
To lead the investigation into the hinterlands.
We talk to the police. Yes. They say, hey, here's our information. This is what happened. This is the people we recently fired. He said, okay. Today.
Right.
We get the same letter again.
Oh, yeah.
No joke. Weird. Exactly the same letter.
Different address.
Verbatim.
Can you fingerprint it or something?
Is it typed? This makes me upset. It is typed, yes.
Because it'd be crazier if it was a handwritten letter and it was in different handwriting.
That's why the handwritten return address sends off flags for me, because they do have people who can do handwriting analysis, and if the same person...
Sure. If we have a list of suspects, we could
exactly. You can narrow that down. Yeah, you can have them write shit down. And
fingerprints,
so, yeah.
A DNA off the licking of the.
Well, no, that won't work either. Necessarily.
I was talking to the police again today, so I was in the office. And we were looking at this. This is the exact same letter, same printed return address for whatever reason. Bizarre stamps,
right?
Some weird stamp action on there, and so we give it to the police, and I say, "Is there any way you can do any kind of fingerprints on this thing?"
CSI.
And so many people have touched it. I was like, no, I mean, like the outside, sure, the postal carriers, whatever. But I mean, on the inside, and they're like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, so I'm a cop now,
right?
Like, I'm as good as a police officer,
right?
Magnum PI Jason.
Yeah, I just got to get that mustache in full effect. But yeah, this goes on and on. I will not be posting this online for others to read. But it is really. It talks about the face of evil. It talks about white people, pathetic group of mutants playing God.
Wow, something. This is a really angry individual.
Yeah, let me try to find. That guy that shot all those officers was a hero. I wish more people like that Marine guy would shoot people like you.
Here's my question: Is you and the manager's name on the website anywhere? Full name?
No. If they would
have to actually know you.
That person knows where to look, because we have the Hampton Inn website,
right,
where
sure.
we work. But then we also have. The owner, the people who own the hotel. And if they knew who owned it, they might be able to go to that site and find her name, the general manager. But my name's not on
there. They have to have been in that hotel.
Right.
Could it be somebody that lost all their money at the boat?
No, we don't deal with that a whole lot.
Yeah, really?
Well, I mean, we get people there, but it's usually people that are sent over from the boat, and they realize that we're a separate entity. I really feel like it's an employee, especially when they talk about background checks.
Right. Yeah, that's
and it's weird because it could be a person maybe we just didn't hire in the lobby. They specifically mentioned background checks. Maybe it's someone we never even met and just dismissed because of their background check.
Right.
It literally could be anyone.
Are you scared?
No. But my manager is kind of freaking out. She's in her late 50s, and she's like, I know you don't take this very seriously, but I was like, to me, this is an asshole sitting at home giggling while they're jerking their gherkin, or it's an insane person.
Sure.
Somebody who's very disturbed, not to, again, pee in your pool, they do know where you work. I'm just saying.
Is there any girls that you have bedded in?
Girls I've done before.
Bedded and forgetted. Lately,
edit and forget it.
Yeah, is there anybody?
It's like Ron Popeil used to say.
Is there anybody?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, even if I did, what would that have to do with
now?
The
I feel like
manager?
I now I feel like I need to text you every day to see if you're okay. Like I'll like text, blink twice if you're okay.
I kind of have a death wish the way it is, so this works out. This works out. Right. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting.
Very
story.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, very. No, that's creepy.
Well,
happened in your actual life.
I will go up. I'll lock the front door real quick because I didn't know this was. I usually don't lock it.
It's cool, man. I keep a baseball bat next to my bed. So all right.
Me too.
I think I'm good. High five it.
I just have a big ass knife.
Louisville Slugger.
Straight up. And you know, what I said, arguably the greatest segment and the greatest story in the history of IBWIP, but there's something else that we're going to do instead, too.
Yeah.
We're
going to interview somebody coming up, right?
Yeah, we're going to interview someone right now, but I mean, some might say that story was so good that we should just end the entire IBWIP right now with that. But we have this person here, and I'm glad they're here, because I am a little freaked out by this message that I got, and we had this interview planned in advance. It's an old friend of ours who's a professional wrestler, which is great because professional wrestlers, big tough guys. I think I need a big tough guy in my life right now to help me out. Ladies and gentlemen.
To hold you tight?
I'll take whatever I can get.
Squeeze you a little bit?
I hope so. Our most returned guest in IBWA history, ladies and gentlemen, professional wrestler Cockstrong.
Hey, I'm so psyched that Cockstrong is here when I'm here.
Have you never met him before?
Cockstrong always is on the episodes I'm gone.
You're in for a treat, my friend.
How's it going,
Cockstrong? Yes, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good, good, good. There's that booming voice of a professional wrestler that we
You know it, buddy. Hey, I've been working out, so it's a little bit deeper than it used to be.
You're taking some testosterone shots?
You're damn right.
It's showing off. It's paying off in droves.
It's been a while since I've been here.
It's what?
It's been a while.
He gets
I love
it.
That song.
What song do you love?
That song. That one.
Blake told me I couldn't play that because of the pyrotechnics, but fuck him.
The pyrotechnics?
Pyrotechnics. Come on, Jason. We've been doing this a long time.
We sure have. I'm so happy to see. The last time you were here, you were heading down to Mexico, which honestly I think is kind of your namesake. You're a lucha libre by nature.
Sure, and luchador.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're heading down there.
El Cockstrongo.
El Cockstrongo. You're going down there to participate in a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, I came on to promote it, and the more I talked about it to you guys and Heather and stuff, the more I realized there was a problem.
Well, depending on your definition of a problem. The
guys fucked me in the asshole.
Yeah, okay, that's, I mean.
And I didn't want them to.
That is a problem. That is rape is what that is. You, it was
not in Mexico. It's called a good time. It's called What She Deserves. It's
called a Cockstrong and Donkey Show. There was a. It was called Mamada Extrema.
Mamada Extrema!
Oh, you know what? I do remember this.
Were you on the show?
I was at this one.
And do you remember what Mamada Extrema translates to?
Refresh my memory.
Extreme blowjob.
That's right.
And I don't think Cockstrong, you had looked into
that. No, I didn't speak Spanish. I never. Yeah. All I knew was El Taco, El Burrito, El San Jerio.
And that'll get you a long way south of the border. But yeah, you're just a.
¿Cómo está?
You're a very
sweet. Buenos dias.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasta? But you're a slim American gentleman, white, and you,
I like to think of myself as stealth.
You're very stealthy, I would say.
Not slim.
But, I mean, that gives you an edge when you are a lucha libre, don't you think?
Yeah, we fly off the ropes and upside down.
Yeah, doing flips and hurricanranas and.
Oh, hurricanrana. Man, one time I did a hurricanrana at the fairgrounds in Fayberry, Illinois, against. Oh, I don't remember the guy's name, but. I missed.
Oh.
That's not a good move to miss on.
I landed on the third row of the crowd.
Oh, no.
On some little kid named Bruce.
You don't remember your opponent, but the child, Bruce.
Because I spent a lot of time with him in the hospital.
Who's naming their kid Bruce?
Yeah, right, Bruce.
He was a big fan of Batman. Thought it would be really stupid to name his kid Batman. But anyway, I digress.
That's fine. And what, could you refresh everyone?
El Digresso!
Is that your tag team partner? El Digresso? Que pasta, El Digresso? What is your finishing maneuver again?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been on.
Well, are you developing any new special moves? Because to me, watching Lucha Libres, it's more entertaining than any of, because it's so. Athletic. There's so many different awesome
high
moves.
Impact, high energy.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm working on a new move, but I haven't really named it yet. So maybe you guys can help me name it.
I think we could do that. Can you describe the maneuver?
Exactly. So, what I like to do is when the match starts and we're going around in circles and we're staring at each other,
kind of sizing each other
sizing
up.
Sizing each other up. What I do.
Feats of strength.
Because I just drop down real fast and get into a ball.
Oh, I see. Now, is that a defense or is that
that's an offensive maneuver? That's an offensive move.
It's an offensive maneuver?
Yeah, because then I roll up in a ball, mm-hmm. and then I start rolling at their feet to try to knock them over.
El Cannonballero.
Eh, I don't like that one.
No, okay.
El Bordo. El Saphirico? El Bordro. Can't say it. What's a rock that goes rolls?
A boulder.
El Bordo. El what?
A boulder.
El Bordo.
Boldero.
But I digress. That's not why I'm here.
El Digresso.
I don't want to
tag. You're in.
Call it the Benoit Ball.
Oh, Chris. I miss him so much.
Is El Digresso here?
Chris taught me
here?
A lot.
Is El Digresso here today?
No, he's not.
No? Okay. Too bad.
But I am here to kind of promote my latest wrestling match.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. I mean, usually you come by when you have a big match on the horizon. Yeah. Before we talk about that, what is your current record professionally?
0-47.
Yeah, it's a tough road. It's a tough road, isn't it?
Well, you gotta think, there's a lot of those matches that I did with my brother.
Oh, yeah? And what was your brother's name?
Penis Strong.
Penis Strong, yeah.
I should have said Penis Weak.
Is that like Shark Week?
No, weak like in W-E-A-K.
Oh, my God. Howard Stern? Is Howard Stern your brother? W-E-A-K.
I think El Fuerte Gallo is broken.
What?
El Fuerte Gallo.
No comprende. Anyway, but I digress.
So a lot of your matches were against Howard Stern as Penis Week.
Yeah. Before I really got in the biz, but you still have to count those matches even when you're on the independent circle.
They count. They count. That's absolutely right.
So you're a jobber. So it was appropriate for you.
Well,
we found that out, the mnemonic show, yeah. I think.
Do you think that's why he got booked for that show? Because they heard he was a jobber, and they're like, well, you do one job, you'll do them all.
This guy's mouth is a toilet, let's use him.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry. So
that's
we were
not
talking
why
about,
I'm here. I digress.
So let's get El Digress. I would really love it if we could get El Digress. Are you sure he's not here anywhere?
Well...
No, he's not here right now.
Hold on, who's this?
He is gone for a while.
Who is this? Is this your manager?
Yeah, this is my new manager that I have for this special upcoming bout.
I am very tired for him.
What is your name, sir?
I'm tired.
It's El Tardo.
El Retardo.
El Retardo. Where's Molly?
I'm very slow.
Señor El Tardo.
El Tardo.
I was thinking Duermo.
It's okay.
What is it?
Duermo would have been.
Duermo?
Is that what that means?
No. Sleepy. I tired. Oh. It's Duermo, but it's also slow. Hence Retardo.
Retardo, how long have you been in the wrestling management game?
Oh, not that long.
Not that long?
Just as long as El Fuerte Gallo has been a wrestler.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's Strong Cock.
Strong
Cock Strong.
Well, how did you guys hook up?
Well, it was a long story.
This is going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
It'll be a while. Hear the story for a while.
El Fuerte, why don't you tell him how we met?
Okay. Okay, well, what happened was I got a phone call one day, and somebody called and said, hey, I'm a promoter.
See?
From San Diego.
No.
It was San Diego, the promoter was. And he says, we want you to be involved in the first ever virtual reality wrestling match.
That sounds confusing. Wow.
Es bueno.
Why does it sound confusing?
How would you virtually wrestle somebody?
That was a question I asked too. And so then they said, we want to... Sorry.
He's going through puberty.
El Puberto?
Again. It's the drugs. The steroids, they're very bad.
They wanted to premiere it at Comic-Con. Huh? Comic-Con.
You need to twist them once. They're getting low.
Twist what?
Your voice is lowering. You need to twist them back up.
Is that, I mean, honestly, isn't that your job as a manager?
I twist his balls.
Okay.
Yes, his huevos.
Ooh!
Los huevos twistan.
So much Spanish going on. I don't understand.
I don't play a lot of video games anymore, but I try to keep up on them. Yeah. Right. And I remember at E3 this year, a lot of this stuff was like, ooh, virtual reality. It's coming. It's getting better. Things are happening. And now this is kind of what you're talking about, that you're going to be involved in a virtual reality wrestling match.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. It's,
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hope so.
I just got a text message from the manager.
He's right next to you.
I'm sitting right here.
I know. I don't know. You sent me
what
a text.
What happened?
You told me to send me a text message. It just came through. It was from last week.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
So texts are slow, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I brought the virtual reality glasses, so let's all put these on, and you guys can watch me do a practice match.
Oh, so we can be in the ring? Are we in the audience?
You're in the audience.
Okay, so let's
but
all...
If you come into the ring, you come into the... It's all a virtual world.
And who is your opponent?
We'll find out when we log on.
Is this like when you get online for a video game, you can just you put in a match with other people?
Right.
Okay.
It's random.
So, it's random? All right, yeah, let's all...
So I don't know. I'm going to punch in, and we're all going to show up, and then I don't know who's going to be there to wrestle.
Okay, that's fine. Let's all put our VR glasses on here, or goggles, or whatever they
are. Do you have yours on?
See?
Okay, hold on. See my mice. And the password...
I gotta tell you, this does look really real.
The password is, you got it, dude.
I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, hold on, let me hit the switch on the side here for you.
Oh.
There it is.
Thank you.
Okay, logging in.
Wow, this looks like a real professional wrestling arena. This is incredible.
This looks like Madison Square Garden.
Is that your dream as a professional wrestler?
I hope someday to wrestle in Madison Square Garden with the thousands in attendance.
And millions watching around the world?
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah!
Oh, shit!
Holy cow.
Who are you, you little faggot?
Oh, wow.
I'm Cuck Strong, the greatest wrestler ever.
Ooh, I'm gonna make you my little bitch. That's what I'm gonna do, yeah.
I guess I should have put the parental control on. Your mouth is trash, buddy.
I'm a macho man. I don't have to listen to nobody.
I'm frightened.
Me too. I don't know. Okay, so you want to have a match, Mr. Slim Jim?
Snap into it!
Okay, you know what? There's no referee. If you don't mind, I'm going to step into the ring, and I'll be the ref, okay?
Okay.
And good luck.
All right, guys. I'm going to ring the bell. Ding, ding!
Come on, buddy. Come on, right at you.
Oh, you think you're tough, huh? I'm going to smack your fucking head.
What?
That didn't take long.
Ooh, yeah!
Wow, and just as quickly as it began...
Miss Elizabeth!
Es muerto.
I won again!
Rest in peace!
El fuerte gallo es muerto.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's knocked the F out. Holy cow.
Where did he go?
Cockstrong, are you still with us?
What happened?
Elbow drop!
Oh, no! Wow.
That's going to leave a mark.
Again, that's a three count.
System has shut down.
Well, we've ended the simulation, it looks like. Let's go ahead and take these goggles off. Wow, that was intense. Are you all right?
I think I broke a rib or something.
I think there is a glitch in the Matrix.
Now, I didn't hear a lot of support, El Retardo.
You were like, he's gone.
Yeah, where were you?
I was supporting him in theory.
I think there's a licensing issue. I saw the names above, and it looked like he was fighting Nacho Man, Randy Cabbage. Was that, I mean, to me, a knockoff of Randy Boffo, the Macho King himself.
Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
He really beat the hell from you. Is that fair to say?
Leapin' Lanny Poffo's his brother. Right. That's the genius. I think you could take him.
He was the genius?
The genius.
I didn't know
that was Leapin' Lanny Poffo, Randy Savage's brother.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that since that was a virtual reality, that doesn't count as my on my record, does it?
Well, I don't know. Let's take a look at your record. Can you pull your record up online and let's see how it's translated to that, if at all?
Wow, it says I'm 0-53. I guess I didn't know the right number when you asked me earlier. I'm 0-53.
Wow, so that did count. Is that right?
El Retardo, you need to help step up. You should have thrown a chair into the ring for me.
I was trying. My arms, they're not where they say no.
You need to be faster. Wrestling is a bang bang sport.
I try.
She bang.
She move.
That was incredible. That is the first virtual reality experience I've ever had.
I live la vida loca.
What, is that a long time ago, El Retardo, I assume?
No, it's right now.
Why? He's so fun.
I mean, you seem to be moving and speaking at a slower pace. When I think of the Vita Loca, I think of, you know, fast pace.
It's La Cerveza.
Okay.
La Cerveza.
Nice. A nice Mexican beer. Honestly, that was really cool.
That's beer in Spanish.
Si.
Okay.
Que pasta, my friends. Cockstrong. It seems to me like you got a lot of work to do if you're gonna be a part of this big event. That's
it's
VR.
Supposed to happen.
Are
in
you gonna
a week.
Do another one or something?
It's supposed to happen in a week. The main one. This was just a practice. This was just a simulation.
Okay. How many of these practice matches are you gonna do?
Well,
at least four.
God,
okay. It costs money. You know, 400,000 pesos.
That's like $3-4 American, isn't it?
I know. It's amazing how much money.
So that's kind of one of the reasons we came on the show is because we were hoping that maybe your listeners who are like fans that I've had since I've been on would maybe want to pitch in some money to help me pay for my practice rounds.
The listeners, from my experience, are willing to give us, the IBWIP, a lot of money. Sure. So I'm sure they'd be willing to give you some as well.
Okay, well then they can go to my website.
Oh, okay, yes. What is that?
Elcockstrongo.org.
Oh.
O-R-G.
That's usually set for nonprofits, is that right or not?
Well,
he has an exception.
There's not. I don't.
He's not making much.
Make any money.
My career doesn't show many profits.
Makes no money, senor.
You guys all beat me to the joke. Thank you. Makes my job easier, I guess.
Wow.
Well, Jason, me and El Retardo Montevideo over here are gonna go. Can you just have forwarded the money to my PayPal account?
Absolutely. I'll take your information off the mic here, and we'll get all that
money.
Okay,
do you want my password?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love your password.
Right now?
Sure. Yeah, right there.
My password is someday, capital letter, I'll be great.
And you know what? I think that's true. I think someday you will be great.
Is capital letters spelled out?
Yep, capital letters. Thank you guys for having me on.
Good luck in your match. We'll be thinking about you.
I really missed it. Let's not make it a year until the next time I come on the show.
All right, Cockstrong. That's a deal.
Okay.
You take care, and we'll see you online.
Always good to chat with Cockstrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, release schedule for the next few episodes.
Who's this guy?
Lord Alfred Hayes?
Lord Alfred Hayes. No, here we go. Episode 259, Nonny My Not Mommy, is now available. Episode 260, Nutmeg Please, is also now available. And episode 262, our next episode, inevitably titled All of These Aldies. All These Aldies.
That's funny.
Will be available on Friday, August 19th. And don't forget, Sunday, August 14th, is National Creamsicle Day.
Oh, we broke him.
I wish that could be his nickname, just his laugh. But I can't do it. We can't replicate it.
How many dick/food-related holiday jokes can this podcast make? All of them. Also, Monday, August 15th, is National Relaxation Day. How do you relax? Me? All I need to relax is 15 minutes Johnson's Baby Lotion. It takes 15 minutes? Really? That's like a record. A wireless internet connection. Yep, I relax 3 to 5 times a day. Hell, I'm relaxing under this very table as we speak.
Handshake.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, and or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please be kind. Please write us in reviews in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you'll never hear from Stuart again.
Very, very good. Hey, wow. What did I miss? I went to go lock the door, and then there was a whole bunch of...
explosions and fire?
Explosions and fires.
Was it chicken dances?
I heard the chicken dance was Cock Strong back.
Yeah.
God, yeah, man, I always miss when he's here.
That's weird.
What's That's he weird. Like, your voice is squeaking just like him. It's so weird.
He was here to promote a VR experience. Yeah. The last time he was going to suck a bunch of dudes off in Mexico for money.
Right.
And this time it sounds very similar.
Probably.
It's crazy. Well, thank you guys for joining me and making this Monday worth so much that I can't even put a dollar amount on it.
That's right.
$36.95, but for the listeners, we'll give it to them for free.
Aww.
Right? All right. Dustin, yeah. The voice, the Dappercaster.
Yeah.
It's getting late.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're weary. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Just my normal shit. I got my podcast, Drunken Lullabies. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, under Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Send us an email, drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. Yes, I still use Yahoo email. We're sponsored by Distill Brewery. Give them a shout out. They help fund the network. So give them a shout out here. They make great beer and big things happening for them. Otherwise, just check out the fantastic back catalog of Drunken Lullabies. Start at the beginning. Work your way to the beginning. We get better. Starts a little rough. But there's some good stuff in there.
Starts rough. I was on the first one.
You were on the first two. Yes.
That's why it started rough.
Yeah.
So far, the show that me and you were on, Jason, is their lowest downloaded show in
It just
months.
Came out.
I know. I'm nervous. Stuart.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time this evening. Oh, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Absolutely.
Was it better, worse, or is what you would expect?
Oh, no. I come up in with no expectations.
Oh, we should have dated.
Therefore, whatever I walk out with is always better.
All right.
Yeah. No, I had a great time.
It's good way to live.
We enjoyed having you on. Thank you very much.
Hopefully I can come back sometime. So, I don't know. No. Hey.
It's in the listeners' hands.
Well, yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, totally. I mean, apparently. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Jason, I worry about your safety. I'm gonna text you at least once a day now.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure you hold his hand when you walk across the street, too.
Okay.
No. You don't want me to text you once a day to make sure,
no,
okay?
No, you can do it. That's fine.
Are you going to reply back?
No.
When you see a text from me, do you look at it and go, eh, I'll get to it?
I've heard of audible diabetes, but audible eyeball roll? That's what I do when I see your text come through. Are we on the lowest rated episode of Drunken Lullabies?
It just came out.
You and I are, Blake, you and I are podcasting poison.
Poison. We think we're good.
Podcast is poison.
Poison.
I would like to take this opportunity to plug a show that's very near and dear to my heart. Also part of the FCF network. It's Couch Pilots. It's a show that Blake and I host. You can check it out every Monday. We have new episodes where we watch television episodes or television shows that only had one episode. One and done. That's our mantra. And they're goofy. And lately we've been talking to like creators of the show and celebrities
actors.
And stuff. It's getting pretty wild, actually.
Sure. I think we're thinking about going ahead and getting a loft in downtown Hollywood.
Studio City, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to head down there, and you and I are going to share a bungalow.
Yeah, we're going to do a pilot of a guy that is an assistant manager at a hotel.
Yep, and all his exploits.
Yeah, and like, you know, like, there's, you know, the house cleaning staff.
I'd love to see what he thinks I do. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, we have, there's many, you know, maintenance department.
Yeah.
Haha, you know, there's an episode that's just about them and all the weird stuff they do with toilets.
Like pooping them. That's so weird.
Just one like one 30-minute long shit like, from an employee.
At the hospital. And then there's like an episode where two of the old Mexican housekeepers have lesbian sex.
Sure. Just a half hour
in room,
of that. Yeah.
In room 111.
Ew. Best room in the hotel.
What do you say, ooh, for?
Old part.
That sounds
Dude,
like a good time
you,
to me.
Why did you have to go old?
That's his bag, baby.
Oh, all right.
Grandma's
and Lupe?
Granny grabber? That's right.
I do what I do to get through the day.
Check out Couch Pilots, and you can hear that kind of talk and so much more every Monday on the FCF Network.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Definitely check out all the shows on FCF Network. Rate us on iTunes. Leave us a little... send me a email at blake@IBWIP, and maybe if we offended your organization or you have a .org that you want to talk to me about. Or if you want to send money to Cockstrong, there's a donate button at fcfnetwork.com. We can always use the help. And with that, I bid you farewell. Voyage? Is that what it is?
Yeah, bon voyage.
Yeah, it's like the abridged version.
Voyage.
It's the abridged version.
Farewell, voyage.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.